World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Each and every night here till 10 o'clock at the El Pacifico, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. And it's great to be with you, as always.
You have to talk over. This is Ozzy Osbourne. Do. This was a very serious statement as to the mental.
The mental state.
Hold on, it's not the mental state. It was the mental. You call it mental midgetry, but I call it. How bad off were the kids then, as opposed to today? Now you take the average paint sniffer today. Is he any worse than the kid that was listening to this in 1970? I think not.
Well, that's a good point. Wait, hold on for a minute. Turn it off. Turn that off, will you? It's grating on the nerves. What do you mean, the average paint sniffer today?
I mean the average punk kid today that huffs his mother's carpet cleaner, for instance. Is that kid any worse off than the punk that listened to this garbage? Listen to it now, Phil.
Well, Margaret.
No. Hold on. Listen to it. He just stares at the wall. Oh, that's real heavy. Yeah, sure. How dare the parents of that era who grew up on that, how dare they put down the kid that huffs Glade?
Now, wait a minute.
No, wait a minute at all. Justin McElroy is on the line, Phil.
I'm the guy that sets up the guests around here.
Well, Mr. Henry, Mr. Hall said.
Get David, is he there?
Yeah.
Wait a sec, would you turn that down?
Hold on, Phil, this is my segment now. Get David on the phone. David, are you there?
Yeah, Margaret, I'm right here. Phil, listen, I approved this segment. I'm sorry I didn't tell you, but I do approve this segment. By the way, what's wrong with your video stream tonight?
I don't know. There's some kind of buffering going on there.
Yeah, it looks all jacked up, man. Anyway, I approve this segment because Margaret made a very good point. She is trying to say that her son, Jason J. Delmonico, who was...
Well, wait. I don't want to get into that right now, David.
Well, that's the whole...
No, I don't want to get into that right now.
Well, Margaret...
So anyway...
Wait a minute. Turn that off. Just what are you trying to do?
I'm doing a segment with Justin McElroy. You just heard David okay it.
Yeah, I know, but...
Gotta have to bring him on here, Mr. Henry. That's what David said.
Oh, get out of here with what David said. I know that there's something up here. I know that there is something that has happened, or if you will, something that's gonna happen, or something that might have happened. And we're going to get on Justin McElroy, and you go ahead and you interview him. But I know that there is more to this than meets the eye, Margaret. Thank you very much.
I'll do it, if you don't mind. Justin McElroy joins us. Justin is a 17-year-old high school senior at L.A. Canyon High School. And, Justin, I understand that you're drawing yourself a bath this evening.
Oh, yes, ma'am, I am.
And why is that?
Well, it's just been kind of a tough day, and we had cross-country practice today, and... got done doing about 15 miles with Coach Rickard, so it's pretty kind of sore.
I certainly understand that.
Can I just jump in for a minute?
Oh, God, what now?
Everybody takes a bath on this show when they're on the air as a guest. Justin, that's Phil Henry. How are you?
I'm fine, sir, but she told me it was okay to do, so...
Yeah, it's fine. I just was curious, why, and Margaret found out you were at cross-country practice, huh?
Do you mind?
Yes, sir.
Justin, I know that members of your generation have involved themselves in their own kinds of mood enhancements. Many of your young people today have indulged in dangerous drugs. I know this. But you just heard me playing a song by Black Sabbath called Iron Man, which sounds very, very mentally deficient. It sounds as if the individual singing it, in this case, of course, we're talking about Ozzy Osbourne, it sounds like he himself has been drinking gasoline or inhaling the fumes from the exhaust pipe of a truck that needs a ring job. Would you not agree?
Yes, ma'am, I do agree. Hold on for a minute. Mom, can you get the other kind of soap? Yeah, this stuff's rough on my skin. Thank you. Yeah, as you listen to this music, Miss Gray, this is a part of a paper that I did for my senior class social sciences. And if this is what the teenage kids done did listen to back way, way, way back, then there's no exhaust that I could possibly sniff that would make my mind any worse than a kid whose head listened to this.
I have to totally agree with that statement.
All right, I got to jump in here, Margaret, and I'm sure that you won't mind. Can we turn that down?
I said I was interviewing this young man.
Can I ask a question?
Turn it off. Turn it off, will you? Turn the filth off, God Almighty. What?
This has something to do with your son, Jason J. Delmonico, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, can I just say, Mr. Henry, I'm the teenager here, and my statement should be final on this. If I say that the music that we listen to today, which I personally like hip-hop, I like Mac Miller, I like Kendrick Lamar, and also Volbeat, and also Five Finger Death Punch, and also Ben Sevenfold, what I like, and that music I think is way superior to... See, this is terrifying. When I listen to that, I think of a kid sniffing... You know, sniffing underwear, just doing anything he can to get high. Today, the drugs are very refined. And,
oh, yeah, they're really refined, man. Would you turn that down, please?
Well, Phil, you think kids are still huffing Glade? They're not doing that. Not in near the record numbers that they were.
All right, thank you very much. God.
Well, I'm taking a bath right now, if it's all the same to you.
No, I understand that, but you agreed to be on the show.
Let me ask you a question, Justin. My son, Jason J. Delmonico, was apparently, allegedly seen huffing some kind of a cleaner. I believe it was some sort of a gasoline-based solvent today at school. He was brought to the principal's office. I, along with other parents, responded. Do you think what my son did is worse or nowhere near as bad as what kids did listening to this film?
Yeah, that's a really good point, Ms. Gray. I would have to say that as bad as what your kid did, you know, and I don't, at this point, I'd have to see a chemical analysis of a solvent that he sniffled.
What do you mean, sniffled?
I mean, that's the past tense of sniffed it. I would say, no, it's not. No, it's not.
Thank you very much, Justin McElroy.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hello? Hello? Hear that off, will ya?
There. My case is made. Thank you very much. And to Don Memerick, who is the principal there at Brady and Suffolk, my son, and you just heard a high school senior say it, my son was engaged in nothing anywhere near as dangerous as what kids engaged in when they listened to this mindless noise.
Yeah. All right, all right. And your point is what?
And my point is...
Look, Phil, I don't mean to... Look, I'm on your side, Phil, but I think she's made the point. I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but how stupid can you be?
Yeah! What are you, dumb or something?
What do you mean, how stupid can I be? So you're telling me she made the point that anybody listening to Black Sabbath has got to have more mind rot than any kid listening to any music today?
I think it goes without reason. You can't, as an adult... and now, the boomy... I don't even know what they're called. What are they called?
Baby boomers, for God's sake.
The baby boomers are grandparents. So now you have to say that your grandchildren are far more mentally evolved than you when you listen to this mind rot. Right there.
I gotta tell you, man.
You gotta tell me what? I mean, the truth hurts, you know.
The truth does hurt, Phil.
Yeah, the truth hurts, but let's remember what is at the very gist of this, ladies and gentlemen. Margaret's son, Jason J. Delmonico.
Excuse me, I'll do it. I'll say it. You're talking about my son.
Right, but it's my show. I heard what you said. I'm not going to misstate it. Your son was seen by an administrator at the school huffing some kind of a cleanser.
That's right, and the cleanser, the chemical analysis of, has not yet been completed.
So? The kid's involved in something that was going to injure his brain. I think it probably could be stated right now. Wouldn't you agree with that?
No, I would not. I'd like to know. I heard that it was a fairly industrial kind of a solvent, and so therefore, yes, would be injurious, but I want the chemical analysis to be done first.
What do you think this is, Margaret? A murder scene or something? I mean, all it is a kid who's been caught doing something that if it isn't stopped, and if you don't get that kid in for some kind of counseling, it could get worse. Didn't you say that your husband, Frank, already thinks that Jason J. Delmonico is gay? Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but the kid's going to have issues with that, dealing with his peers and growing up and everything else. So wouldn't you want to at least get the kid into some kind of a counseling rather than saying, oh, well, what my son did is nowhere near as bad as the kids that listen to the mind rot, What Is Black Sabbath? That doesn't sound that bad.
Wait a second. That's not all there is to it, Phil. There's more. There's... Yeah, huh?
No, wait. All I heard, and I think my audience will attest... There, right there. That's nothing.
No, that's not nothing. Yeah, there's more. Then there's...
Wait a minute. Give me that knob.
Give you that knob. You heard him, ladies and gentlemen. He wants me to take his knob and then give it back. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying... This knob!
You know what you are? You're a snob, not a knob. You can keep your knob, Phil. You're a snob.
All right, we're going to be right back on the Phil Hendry Show before I flip my lid. World famous Phil Hendry Show. And PhilHendryShow.com. Margaret Gray, Paranoid.
Thank you very much, Phil. Finished with my woman, 'cause she couldn't help me with my mind. People think I'm insane because I'm frowning all the time. Whee!
Well, that's bad.
Oh, shut up. Shut. All day long.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. Ah, get.
All day long I think of things, but nothing seems to satisfy. Think I'll lose my mind if I don't find something to pacify. Can you help me occupy my brain? Oh, yeah.
God, that's lousy.
Wait, hold on for a minute. Hold on. Who told you to comment that way?
You're not kidding?
Am I not kidding about what?
You gotta be kidding with the way you're singing that. You gotta be putting this on.
Margaret, we naturally assumed this was all in jest.
Well, you people really... That song could possibly use a better interpretation, but I can assure you that I am rendering it with every due effort. You know I sang backup for Blue Oyster Priest.
Yep, you mean Blue Oyster Cult.
Judas Cult.
Right.
I'm sorry, Black Judas Oyster. I sang back up for Judas Oyster. Not Judas Oyster, but...
Judas Priest, you sang.
That's it, yes. Joke and I will sigh, and you will laugh, and I will cry. Happiness I cannot feel, and love to me is so unreal.
God, that sucks.
You know what? Never mind.
All right, Margaret.
Never mind.
Where are you going?
Three guesses.
Bobby's gonna go to the bathroom.
Oh, is that what I'm gonna do, Bobby? I gotta go to the bathroom.
You know, Margaret, it's one thing for us to give you a bit of a hard time. It's another thing for you entirely to start crying. We're having some technical difficulty, by the way, folks, with our video cast tonight. I don't know why, but we do have a bit of a herky-jerky feed. I'm sure that it will be corrected in due time. I have no idea why, but there you go. Maybe we've got, maybe we're slow. I don't know what it is.
I'll say you're slow.
I mean, what I'm saying is maybe our computer is loaded with too much data. Who the heck knows? Anyway, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Margaret, where are you?
I'm in the bathroom, if it's all the same to you. Woo! What a perv.
I'm not perving out, man. I just wanted to know. All right, welcome back to the program. Interesting time I spent the last few days on the television show. Mark Maron is a terrific guy. This is a guy who was a stand-up comic and was working as a stand-up comic when he eventually got a job with Air America. Now, you remember Air America, guys, right?
Well, Air America was the liberal, sort of a liberal answer to the to Rush Limbaugh, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess you could say. And he got a job working at Air America. And it was the most fascinating thing to hear Mark and other interested parties talking about this over the course of lunch that we were, you know, having on the different days and listening to. I'm not going to get into any personalities or any specifics, but it's what they were describing as having happened at Air America is no different than really what has happened at a lot of other companies. And it's sort of the increasingly amateur handling of these companies that has done them in, Air America being just one of many. But so he was there. He was doing a morning show there.
I want to come in for this. You're talking about Mark Maron?
Yes.
All right. Because I used to listen to him on the mornings there on Air America. I listen to him. I listen to Randy Rhodes, who I love.
Yeah.
I listen to Tom Hartman, who I love. Now, I did listen to Al Franken. He was a train wreck. And Janine Ganambolo, I forget her name.
Garofalo, Margaret.
Yes, Garofalo. I love all of their points of view. But you're talking about broadcasting.
Yes.
Yeah, Janine Garofalo was a train wreck, too. But the rest of them I thought were very good. Very, very good. And I think that what happened to Air America was simply this, Phil. The mental disease that is the Tea Party, I think, is so frightening. It is so unpredictable, and it is something that is so wantonly dangerous. I don't think anyone wants to be on the radio in opposition to that for very long.
Boy, I'll tell you, that is some gutsy talk right there.
Thank you.
And also mentally ill, because I don't think that's the case.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
What it's supposed to mean is the following thing. I don't think that you can attribute to any company its failure because they're afraid of they may be afraid of them as great broadcasters, but afraid of their mental state? I don't think so.
Well, I do. I think to go on the air at Air America was to go to work every day scared to death that some nut in a baseball cap with a funny sign that spells cat with a K is going to... Well, you know what I mean.
No, I don't. And also, you know, the Tea Party wasn't around when Air America was going through its, if you will, heyday. And by heyday, I mean perhaps its strongest time was somewhere in the mid-2000s, early to mid-2000s, when there was a little bit of bread behind them and some effort at programming. But, you know, again, I'm not putting Air America down any more than I would any other company. I think It's very, very classic of the radio business to respond to what was at that time a looming crisis. And the looming crisis wasn't Air America versus conservatives. The looming crisis wasn't satellite radio is going to take over everything. The looming crisis was that radio itself, and particularly talk radio, was now on its way straight down the crapper. And people were beginning to discover the podcast and portable audio entertainment and on-demand listening and things like that. That was the looming crisis, and there wasn't anybody in radio that recognized it. They just kept on this ridiculous infighting until finally there's really nothing left. And I don't attribute that to anybody other than just the dummies that run the thing, whether they're liberal or conservative.
Well, what were the guys saying at lunch?
Well, the guys at lunch were just talking. I'm not going to get into specifics, but they were talking about what went right and what went wrong in their company. But I'm just saying that it was a smaller version, or if you will, a smaller view of what was happening industry-wide in our business. And so here we are. We are here in the day and the age of the entrepreneur. All right.
Well, for instance, Phil, you get back on the radio, and the first thing you talk about is whether a kid is huffing Glade, listening to Black Sabbath and Old Houses, and you haven't once touched on the major issues of the day.
I could care less about the major issues of the day. How many times am I going to tell you people this?
Well, Phil...
No, how many times I could care less about the major... The major issue of the day is whatever we decide it is here on a Phil Henry show, or whatever the folks out there in Radioland decide it is. The major issue of the day... The major issue of the day, folks, is whatever it is you think is. Whatever it is I think it is, and whatever it is we ultimately decide it is. And then we, you know, undecide it. Phil Henry show will be right back.
Oh, Oh, there it is. Iron Man, yeah.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry show. All right, welcome back. World famous Phil Henry show. We're just having a technical issue again. If you are seeing, and right now I don't see the problem. If you're seeing a problem online, folks, we apologize if you're getting any kind of a problem with your video cast. We obviously are having an issue with the... we're having an issue, I think, with the heat, to be honest with you, and I think it is causing our video stream, our computer, to be delivering a choppy stream this evening, as far as I know. You know that we had 82 degrees out here on the beach today? 82 degrees at the beach is pretty damn warm. I can't even tell you what the weather was in Los Angeles. I'm wondering if we had warm weather in L.A. to the tune of, like, 90s or something. I don't know. But... what I'm trying to do right now is just...
Are you doing that with your feet?
Yeah. Let me get under there and do it myself. Just Bud... thank you.
Bud has the fan, and he's trying to put the fan... yeah, he's putting the fan on our video cast, on our TriCaster. It's nuts. All right, 855-500-7445. We had, 82 degrees in the... 82 degrees today... here at the beach. That is pretty damn warm. And I have no idea, other than to say that we've had 80-degree weather here in California before. I remember 80-degree weather here in Los Angeles back 30 years ago or more. So it was not anything that I would say is unusual. I can remember having a really bad cold, and at the same time, laying outside with this really bad cold and trying to heat it out of my lungs because the weather was so warm. So it's not an unusual thing here in California to have hot weather in the 80s. But today, this is the first time that since I've lived at the ocean. And when I say at the ocean, I live probably about two blocks from the ocean, but we're, you know, a beachside community here north of the city, that I've ever felt weather this warm. But then I'm not an experienced beach dweller. I come mostly from the inland. I come from the mountains, from the foothills around Los Angeles. I don't come from the ocean, but I don't remember it ever being this warm.
Well, you said you were sweating today inside your house.
I was, yeah. And you know what? I don't have air conditioning. And the reason I don't have air conditioning is you don't need it 9 times out of 10. The only time we ever need anything cooled off around here is here in the studio. It can get pretty damn warm, in the summer months. Because of all the equipment. And we've got a lot of equipment in here, man. We've got these lights. We've got two huge big screen TVs. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 computers. We have a broadcast console. We have, a switcher for the video cast. We've got a printer. We've got cameras. We've got an ISDN unit. We have, let's see, what else? That's about it, you know, and my big mouth, which probably accounts for, a fair number of degrees and temperature as well. So put it all together, and what have you got? We got one damn hot room in here. And and every year I say the same thing.
Well, you should stop talking about it and get it done.
Yeah, Phil, if you're going to keep on, why don't I get air conditioning? Why, you know?
Well, I'm not going to, I don't want air conditioning. For one thing, it's going to be too noisy in this room. For another thing, you only need it 3 months or 2 months out of the year. Better to just have a fan. And for another thing, I'm cheap. And for another thing, no thank you. But today, I would say, is the very first time we've had an actual issue with the, you know, with our equipment heating up to the point where it's actually affecting its performance. So again, my apologies to our BSPs And we're going to get that worked out as quickly as we can. It just so happens to be. Today, another thing was happening, and I don't know whether this is heat-related. I have no idea where SoundCloud is located. But SoundCloud is a company that hosts all kinds of media. And you're probably familiar with SoundCloud if you listen to any podcasts or watch, for instance, any podcasts that are hosted by SoundCloud. You'll generally see their logo, or you'll see something close to that. For instance, our Bobby Dooley podcast, we use SoundCloud as the hosting platform. SoundCloud today was absolutely crashed, man. I mean, it was useless. SoundCloud was totally useless today. We were not able to use it at all. And as a result, at this particular point, I don't know whether or not the Bobby Dooley podcast is up or not. Do you know?
I never looked at it. I could double check on it, though.
Well, you do that, man, okay?
Well, you don't have to do it right now, bud, because you're getting in my way.
Do it when we go to the break. So we were not able to, I wasn't able to see whether or not we even got the Bobby Dooley thing going, you know?
Well, that's all well and good, Phil, but these technical problems you're having take us away from the pure genius and brilliance that is you.
Oh, well, thank you very much, General. Although, if I got to keep looking at this crap can video cast one more second, man, I just may put a shoe right through that thing. All right, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Now, you know, on the 26th, we're going to be at the San Francisco Sketch Fest, and that is in where?
What?
Where's the San Francisco Sketch Fest?
I don't know.
You put me on, man. What time do you think it's in?
Oh, San Francisco.
Thank you.
Man, you got to be kidding.
I didn't know. I thought he meant... What theater?
At the Eureka Theater. That's where we're going to be on the 26th of January in the year of our Lord 2014. Just in a couple of weeks, we'll be there at the San Francisco Sketch Fest at the Eureka Theater. So if you've, if you got the weekend free, man, and you're somewhere in the Bay Area, or you want to drive up from L.A., or wherever you are, come on out to see us at the Eureka Theater, San Francisco, the 26th of January, just in a couple of weeks, for the World of Phil Hendry. And as I said, we'll be there. Live and direct and beautiful. So check it out whenever you can. I was actually just going to try and see if we can find it. We have a link on our homepage, and if you hit that link, you'll be, you'll be right there. See, what else is happening here, man? A ban on same-sex marriage is, the federal judge said Oklahoma's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The Egyptian referendum, second day of voting on a new constitution, an associate of Justin Bieber allegedly damages phone while in custody. A man arrested on suspicion of felony drug possessions at the home of singer Justin Bieber was also being held on suspicion of felony vandalism after allegedly damaging a phone at the sheriff's station, an official said. Oh, no.
Sound like somebody just got high on something, man, and just beating his head into something.
I don't know. Let's take a look at this. Associate of Justin Bieber. See, this is just some guy that Justin Bieber knows, man. You going to hang it up on him? A man arrested on suspicion of felony drug possession at the home of singer Justin Bieber was also held on suspicion of felony vandalism after allegedly damaging a phone at the sheriff's station. He was additionally charged with vandalism while still in lockup. He damaged a phone on the wall. Well, how about that?
Yeah, that's understandable.
Not a lot of times they'll do that.
What do you mean it's understandable?
Only if you're a thug is it understandable.
Well.
What are you talking about, bud?
Well, you get angry.
Well, if you get angry while in custody, then you only have yourself to blame, damaging personal property.
Well, it's not. It's public property, General, is what it is.
Well, it's public property. You're beating your head into a phone. Is that what you're saying?
A lot of times you will.
How many times have you been arrested?
Well, nothing.
Nothing? And have you ever beaten your head into a phone?
I'll bet you have. I'll bet you've beaten that noggin of yours in. No wonder you've got a plate in it.
I got a plate in it because I put my head through a tree.
Yeah, well. All right, so Xavier Dominique Smith was taken into custody at Bieber's home Tuesday morning on suspicion of felony drug possession after detectives... Oh, we just lost our video cast again. After detectives... Now, this is a very interesting sidelight to the story here, because who knows why Justin Bieber has people at his house, and if indeed these people are there because they should be there, or are they there because, Bieber says it's cool for them to be there, or what? But this guy was taken into custody to Bieber's home Tuesday morning on suspicion of felony drug possession after detectives searching the singer's Calabasas mansion for evidence in an alleged egg-tossing crime.
What?
Found drugs. Bieber was not connected to the drugs other than the gentleman was staying at his residence. Lieutenant Dave Thompson originally stated that cocaine was found in plain view of the deputies, but sheriff's officials said the drugs needed to be tested before they could be officially identified. The arrest came as a dozen L.A. County sheriff's investigators served a felony search warrant at the home looking for evidence that might connect the 19-year-old singer to the egging.
Oh, my God. They were throwing eggs. That is, I'm very surprised because that is a vandalism charge.
Well, now, wait just a minute. He was throwing eggs?
Yes.
Yeah, they egged somebody.
Okay, so they were going down someone's, what was this, a Halloween prank or something? This is the first time I've ever heard of this making national news, somebody egging someone's house, you know?
You've never heard of egging?
No, I've heard of egging before. I've heard of people getting their house egged. I never heard of it becoming a national news story relative to a celebrity, you know? Next thing you know, they're going to be busting somebody for smearing soap suds on someone's window or TPing their house. I mean, that's... So anyway, Bieber's next-door neighbor...
Well, Phil...
Hold on, General. Bieber's next-door neighbor had called detectives last Thursday to report his house had sustained $20,000 in damage from the incident. The amount could make it a felony vandalism. $20,000 bucks. Get a load of that. Man, when they egg your house in these rich neighborhoods, it's a serious...
Well, you know, it's bound to be a serious egging.
What do you mean a serious egging?
If it's going to be an egging in a neighborhood like that...
What does that mean, though, man? Why do I have to cause $20,000 in damages to someone's home? Does that mean, in other words, if I don't, then it just isn't an egging that is worthy of mention in a neighborhood like that? How do you... $20,000 must have been busting out a window that was worth $20,000. Detectives served the search warrant on Bieber's home in the 25,000 block of Prado del Grandioso at 8 a.m. Tuesday, looking for a video surveillance or other related evidence in the egging case. The incident was initially reported as a misdemeanor, but the estimate cost and damage is well above the $400 needed to qualify as a felony. The felony comes from the dollar amount of the damage. So in other words, there was an egging. The cops went out there. They said, okay, thanks a lot. It's a misdemeanor. Now comes the appraisal from the homeowner, and it's a $20,000 egging. The felony comes from the dollar amount. This resident sustained a great amount of damage that easily achieved the amount. I get that the eggs don't seem that significant, but it does rise to the level of a felony. Bieber is a suspect in the egging, although he is not in the drug case.
Well, this is going to be one of those late-night jokes that I...
All right, well, we'll find out. World-famous felon. So there you go, folks. When we get it, you get it. And we just got that, and you can have that. Because we got it, and you take it. World-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Coming back right after these messages. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. If you're listening on iTunes, or excuse me, on TuneIn tonight, that's a good idea. The video cast has been shut down tonight because we've had technical issues relative to that. We'll find out what that's all about and have it up and ready for you tomorrow or know the reason why. In the meantime, please do check us out on TuneIn so you can at least get the live, the live broadcast. And, of course, our podcast of the radio show will be available tomorrow as well on our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. So if it ain't one thing, man, it is damn sure something else each and every bloody night. I'll tell you that. Because as I was mentioning to you, just sitting around and talking to people, as I had been over the course of the last 3 days while we were working on Mark Maron's TV show, I'm talking to a lot of guys that have been in or are currently in radio. Man, it is a real transitional period. But if there's one thing that is definitely changed, it's the fact that we are all now working for ourselves. I work for myself. So when I have a technical issue here relative to the radio show, I am not only doing the radio show, I'm also getting that damn thing fixed. So I'm calling the plumber, even though I'm also
On the toilet.
On the toilet, yeah. Well,
Oh, that's a great, wonderful comparison. Oh, my God.
All right, take it easy. Okay, what's going on with Chris Christie, man? Anybody want to know about that?
No.
Well, let's figure it out anyway. Chris Christie, scrambling to regain his political footing, delivered a high-stakes state-of-the-state address on Tuesday that mixed arm's-length expressions of contrition, a defiant assertism that his troubles are no excuse for inaction, and a jointly timed demand to... But there was little sign that his administration's widening scandal over lane closings at the George Washington Bridge was abating. Let me tell you something. This thing is only staying alive because there's guys that write columns for newspapers that need it to. That is it. I'm telling you.
No, Phil. No, no, no. You've read Facebook. You know what it's all about. All right? And the people over there just love stuff like this.
Well, everybody everywhere... You know, I think social media is a lot like talk radio or any other medium where there's a lot of active participants. The rank and file, they're just going on about the business of their lives. But there's a handful of people that live and die with this kind of crap, and they're screaming and yelling so loud that they make it seem like it's a huge issue. I bet you 99% of the American people don't know what the Chris Christie thing's about and don't care. Somebody want to tell me that's really important? Well, I'll tell you this much. When the Enron thing happened at the turn of the century, when the very first signs of a corporate mis and malfeasance was afoot in this country relative to the burgeoning communications revolution of this country, Enron, WorldCom, and the enormous amounts of money that were being made by these companies and the resultant greed, you know, that that caused a lot of these companies, the principals of these companies, to start to move this money around for their own personal use. You know, when that first thing, when that thing first went down, I was sitting there saying, well, who gives a crap, you know? I was talking to people and saying, you know. And it turned out to be a pretty big thing because obviously it begins to affect stock price. And it just so happened that that was the beginning of the dot-com bubble burst. But you know what? The economy survived that. What the economy didn't survive was the banking stuff. And that, I'm here to tell you that, nobody underestimated that, you know.
Well, the banking, you're talking about you're talking about a bank.
Yes, a bank. You know what a bank is.
Yes, that's where you keep money.
Yes, it's where you keep money.
You're talking about the bank.
The banking thing.
I thought you were talking about Enron.
The banking scandal. So when the banking scandal went down, yeah, that was very serious. And, of course, the economy felt it. Now we have this guy, Christie, and I'm supposed to believe that this whole bridge closing thing means that this guy is a bad, I don't know, man. Yeah, I just don't know.
What about that guy that was the governor, Blagojevich?
Blagojevich?
You know the guy that ran Illinois?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rudy Blagojevich. I forget who is, however you pronounce that.
Yeah, that was a sign of a guy whose decisions were bad, and the people that he might hire were bad, you know.
I don't think you got the same thing here. I just don't, you know. And if it is, then by God, it's, you know, it's, then maybe I'm just not reading these things right. I don't know. Harvey Wireman joining us from San Marino. Where are you, Harvey? It sounds like you once again are on some kind of a shopping outing with the family.
Well, you know, I'm back with my daughter and her son-in-law, my son-in-law and her daughter. My granddaughter, my daughter, and my son-in-law, her husband, that's what it is. And they're over at the Pottery Barn once again, so I don't...
So, you know this guy, Chris Christie, in New Jersey, right?
I know that fat tub of crap. What about him?
Well, what do you call him that for?
Because that's what he is. Let me tell you something, my friend. I've got no pity for a guy that is that visible, making himself even more visible. And this bridge thing with the George, what? Let me tell you what. If you've got guys that are closing down the bridge to the, and they're trying to make and, you know, everything like that, friend, you've got problems. Now, Christie is just the first in a long line of these guys. The other guy was the guy with the pictures of his penis. Who was that guy?
Anthony Weiner. Yeah, but what has he got to do with Christie?
What do you mean? What, it's another one of these scandals, you know.
Well, the other is a much more morally degenerate act, I think. Chris Christie's problem here, Harvey, is more the decisions that he makes.
Yeah, look, I know all about the decisions that a tub of guts like this is going to make that's going to affect the lives of hundreds and hundreds of people. And a guy that waddles around, the guy that throws his weight around like a Chris Christie and waddles when he does it, is...
What do we got here, man? Is this going to be like a whole interview segment of you doing fat jokes?
Say that again?
Are we going to do a whole interview segment of you doing fat jokes?
What do you mean, fat jokes?
What are you talking about, a guy that throws his weight around and waddles while he does it?
I'm talking about this guy, Christie. Did you want me to talk about this guy, Christie, or not?
Yes, but it sounds like you're just taking the opportunity to do fat jokes.
I'm not doing any fat jokes. I'm telling you the way it is. With a guy like this, who's the governor of the state of New Jersey, which is a pretty big state, and this guy is tossing his weight around and rolling his weight around, and when a guy that size tosses his weight around, people die. So if...
All right, you know what?
Well, don't hang up on him.
I'm going to listen to him, but I got to take a break. Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Don't tell me he's not doing fat jokes, because yes, he is. I'm listening to him do the fat jokes, all right?
Well, I said that he wasn't going to do none.
Well, he's doing them. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. More on the whole Chris Christie debacle. Our video cast down for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night. Stick around. Be right back.